this I do not welcome you, and we thank you very much for making the time, even at this hour, with us. Please engage with the presentation as your mentor. Thank you. Honorable Chairman, from Northwest.
Even for your indulgence, would you not rather be better if we take a snapshot for the second presentation so that we can combine all the registered questions and comments?
I think that I heard the DG properly. The DG say that this is the important component of the presentation for the budget vote. If we have covered this, then we are covered in terms of the budgetary process. The other document is important, but even if we don't get the time to deal with it today, it will still be okay. It wouldn't hold us back in terms of the budgetary process.
No, sir, I did not get that.
Please continue, and then we'll have honorable
thank you so much, sir. Thank you, DG and your team, for the presentation. If you go to slide 9, DG, your targets, your profit, but also probably in consultation with the slide 17, which is the intention of the creation of 6 million work opportunities. If you want to go to Northern Cape, DG, Northern Cape targets, I think they are the lowest in terms of what we intend to do there. But there's a booming green economy opportunities in that area. What is the department's strategy to take into that opportunity that are there, but also to ensure that we take opportunities into secondary economies that are being developed moving forward? If you go to slide 17 again. The Economic Development Department, DG, is intending to facilitate and establish a steel industry independent panel to look into modalities of how to then ensure that we cut opportunities competitively for downstream users, but also to ensure that we develop such opportunities for what might be public works responsibility taking into such opportunities that are created there. I've also noted that you spoke, and in the last presentations that you made to us, there was a commitment, a firm commitment from the department that the immovable property register will be made available to us as soon as it's completed, and there was a clear indication that you were nearing completion in terms of that. But 3 weeks ago, we undertook an oversight visit to Port Elizabeth. And if you have been in South Africa enough to understand even the architectural outlook of the department's properties, you would realize that the properties that are there, left, abandoned, and to another extent, they should be in some other way belonging to the Department of Public Works. What is the state of readiness in terms of your immovable property register? Are you, if you are satisfied that you have concluded, are you, is it at the level of your satisfaction that you have captured everything that you should as we move forward? Chair, if you allow me, I would stop there and come back later. Thanks.
Greatly allowed that.
Chairperson, I'm just a little bit worried that the latter half of the presentation will be done in the later stage. So we go into a tick box exercise, which is not really what we want to do. So we should try and carry on and finish. I would like to find out how the grant reporting is going, because a lot of money is going into grant reporting. Slide 28, and it's not anything specific, it's EPWP, and I believe that coming from a finance point of view, I'm not so sure that the reporting is done properly. Then I see that the IUT is getting 450 million, slide 36, page 18. I'm worried about that. Because our roads in the Eastern Cape were given all those tenders to be sorted out by the IUT, if I'm not mistaken. And those contracts weren't signed. In fact, the road maintenance came to a standstill, except for the lot that was done by Sandra. So what guarantee do we have that the IDT is not going to fail on the 450 million on delivery? And then on page, slide 16, page 8, there's lovely maintenance story, a leasing story, and the department hammers on leasing. My concern is also the maintenance of public property, because that is why I'm asking that we do the second bit, because I didn't find there what I wanted to see, and it is a major problem. They're probably underutilized and neglected. Again, it goes about maintenance. Must we then, where's the maintenance program? Can we support this budget vote without knowing exactly where the maintenance program is? And when it comes to the database of the properties, how, and all the properties are captured belonging to the department or nationally, is there a way in which you can pick up any anomalies from a previous sale to a next sale? Like when we do a wind deed search on a property, can we pick up that a particular property was sold or bought, purchased? You said you are doing, you're checking the state entities' properties as well. You must correct me if I'm wrong. But I picked up in your presentation that you are also covering the properties of state entities. Now, I know of a property that was purchased in 2008 for 2.8 million, and it was then sold to a state entity in 2014 for 33 million. And that's what it means. Can your setup pick up anomalies like that? Because it's not a normal transaction for the same size of land where no development has taken place. Thank you, Chairman.
Honourable Bauda is from Malacca.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I greet you all with Assalamu Alaikum. My first issue is I hear this from almost every department about clean audits. The issue I'm raising is that what is being done by your national department to ensure that you establish clean audits in your provincial departments. I think that is where the that I missed it. Something about becoming independent of the national treasuries. You mentioned something that in a few years' time you're going to be independent of it was in the last few sentences, I think I missed that. So perhaps if you could come back to that one and clarify that one for me. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can we, without depriving the other members to raise their questions later on, then ask DG whether you are able to engage with the questions that have been raised thus far? On television, they normally take an advertising break. Now, I just need to take my advertising break while you continue, but I'm going to be quick. So you will manage to feed up.
Thank you, sir. I will respond to most of the questions shared myself, and then I will also share with let me start with the first question. You want to go to other things and take into account
there's a booming green economy in Sri Lanka and North Africa.
Firstly, I think the question was why the allocation to another team was small in terms of the grant. I think in terms of the aspect of the solution. But the parameters that I use, for example, the GDP has got a smallest population size amongst all governments. Even though, in terms of geographical area, it is probably the largest area in the world. Even though also, I think in terms of the poverty level, it's also higher. I think those factors are taken into account, especially at the end of the day, in terms of the formula that of distributing the money, you then have to look at those things. And also, I think combined with the issues of transformation, the projects that are ready for implementation in terms of the plan that has been scrutinized, I think spending will assist with the rest of the other things. I think we also, in terms of the EWP, the environment, and culture sector cover issues like the need to bring to green economy, to alien plants, removal, and some other things. I think this is going to go through those. I would imagine that if there are those kinds of things and there are projects that can be proposed in other cases, they will not be covered. Can you complete them?
Thank you, Honourable Members. My name is Stanley Anderson. Thank you. The question is indeed very relevant. And this perhaps warrants for perhaps more detailed presentation on the EPWP again, but just to say that our focus in phase three is indeed to look beyond the number. So in terms of secondary development, we are looking obviously at the key question that we try to answer is what happens, what lies beyond the work of CNG. And just to give members the assurance that we can have a major focus on green jobs amongst others. Now, I will have to be led by the chair in terms of the amount of detail that I can provide now, or whether we perhaps need to give you a detailed response. The first part does need for the outside case and the allocations are made. But as I said, I can go on with a lot of detail on this matter, but just say that we do indeed look beyond the work opportunities to see how participants can exit into, among others, green job opportunities, but there are also a whole range of other what we call pathways
into employment and sustainable livelihoods. And I don't want to throw around jargon here, but we do have the details in terms of the approach. So, Chair, please guide me how we should go about this.
I would, for two reasons. The one is because of the amount of information, and also secondly, because we are doing it already with other departments, that we follow that same procedure, where what we do is we get the overall today, and then we will, through our secretary, arrange with you that we look at the entities separately. Otherwise, we are digging a hole for ourselves as the committee. You see, we look at DDI, I mean, where we're sitting with something like 40 entities. What's happening, DDI presented to us, and then we're going to engage with all the entities so that we can be much more effective in our engagement with you. Because it's not only EBWP that we want to engage with, there is also the property entity, and you listed them all in the presentation that you made here to us today. So, mindful that the importance of these different entities must not be clouded by any time constraints that we would be having.
Chair, sorry, DG, but I may just add one thing. The same would go, I have a detailed breakdown in terms of financial reporting on the EFLP grants and reviews for performance and understanding, so we can as I said, talk to that now, it's a very detailed report. So maybe perhaps what you have mentioned would go for that too, and refer to the other question on the EFLP from the Honourable Member.
And he is proposing that you email it to us. And I'm not, it doesn't sit very comfortably with me, Honourable Fundament, because we will obviously, as we have seen with all the presentations that we have, members are not posing one question. Every member is posing three questions. And we do have the time to be able to engage with the department, with the different entities in the department. If we have time constraints, we can look at having two entities in one presentation, which is not what we do with DDI. We are separate entities. What we've done with tourism, for example, tourism has given to us their budget. SATO is only presenting to us within another month as an entity within tourism department. Honorable Valda. Honourable Fundament, can I just test that with you? Would you be okay? We could. I don't know who's going to come back. Do you just want the public works on? Extended public works, or do you want all of them? No. Extended public works. EBWP. Okay. Can we then agree that what would happen is that you would send that to us, but the compromise is that we will then, through our secretary, arrange that at an opportune time, which may only be sometime in June, we will then invite you again to come and speak through what it is that you've given to us. Is that okay?
Well, the question about how far are we with the asset register, which we need to process, that were, I think at some stage we're in 95%. I think the point that ended on 31 March, we had verified 99.1% of the asset register. So by now, we should have been finished. Verified, we've got a full asset register. definitely are assets of national and assets of the province. Now, for example, the question that is asked, in Portland, there would have been properties that are left abandoned. It is possible that those assets may have been assets of the or some of ours. We know that there are properties that we own, which we hold, remember we hold our the assets, for use by others, by national government departments. Sometimes a department would have used the assets for a period of time and then ceased to use it for whatever reason, depending on what is happening in that department. We have to prioritize, identify the assets first. We're still going through the process of investigating some of the transactions that we consider to be suspicious transactions that relate to land that may belong to government and suddenly is belonging to somebody. We want to track all of those things. We're working on that. That will be part of our thing that will be launched very soon. That's where we will be retaining those assets using or by investigation. And if somebody took an asset and there's no basis for us to understand how he or she acquired it, then we will have to take the follow processes to regain that land, including that asset, so including whatever course of action might have taken. If there's a criminal action that has been taken, we'll do so. If there are civil actions as well, we will also pursue it on that basis. At the moment, after identifying the assets, we know some assets are now in taken. We are now going through the same list to actually identify what is the use, what is the original use of the asset. It is zoned for a particular purpose. We'll consider that, look at the patterns that we're supposed to utilize them. If they don't utilize them, then we are going to identify what use can be made of that asset, including, for example, where there are opportunities economically for those people in the private sector to formally lease or acquire those assets for those specific reasons, or for the purposes of our social programs, for example, human settlement and the land claims process. We will then, the rest, advertise, make sure that people can come and say, we will use this, and this is the render that will be paying or what investment they can make on that. That way we are able to deal with the issue of what we call negative cash, negative returns. Because if it's lying there, we have to pay rates and taxes, but sometimes we have to also secure the property so that we are avoiding the issue. So if I think we are paying without deriving income, while our strategy now is to actually turn around that situation. If it's under some good then stringent terms that make sure that it is there some income that is derived from the asset. However, for those that the partners will then claim, we will then put stringent terms to indicate that those assets must be used as soon as possible so that they are secured against such actions that would include land invasion. There is a question about
can I just take us forward on the asset issue, if you don't mind, please, did you?
Yes.
Maybe it would be helpful, members, that what we do is we get a commitment from the department that if we can give to you specific details to say that if this particular building, that is that piece of land in that area. The reason why I'm proposing that college is because in the NJOP we are strategically positioned to be able to engage the provincial government and the municipalities whilst we are engaging with the national department. Because we will only go forward if we begin to be specific on exactly which are these properties that we are referring to. I see the DG shaking his hand. Are you saying that that is okay with you? Can I check with the members if it's okay that we give ourselves time? Maybe we can say within 2 weeks. Our secretary would have collated that information for us and we can feed it through to the department. Is that fine?
Okay. that when an ICT is hired by the government department to perform the function of a in charge of management, it's normal to do so in order to cover their own costs and everything. Now, I am not sure, we will follow up, I think, with regard to the issue of the roads in the city and the quality of those roads that may have been done by public by IGT. In fact, I wasn't aware that they actually use roads, because I know that they deal with issues of social infrastructure, largely in construction. But I will follow up if there are any issues that we need to address.
Is there anything in the system that you think that out of the
Honourable Chair, that's with you. Obviously, the road issue depends on the classification of the road issue for us to be able to respond to that, be it provincial road, municipal road, or that kind of thing. And then, but in essence, he is right in regard to the IDC. They don't deal with the roads, but say, the other social infrastructure. But if we do get the details, obviously, but they will be in the ETOP protocol context. There's definitely low volume roads that's prioritized by different authorities. It's called low volume roads. Yeah, that's the issue.
I don't know if I've ever reached to call
out. See, listen, you save time. I will ask a formal question and give the information.
Yes, I think that's fine. Mr. Villacarga will then. We'll answer the question that relates to our maintenance program. I'm not certain whether the Honourable Member wanted a list of what we've attained over time or our full maintenance program. But in this case, I will deal with the issues of maintenance of our Lagayene program.
Thank you, Chair. In our budget, what we have, we've got three programs. One is what we call DPW Capital, which has got an allocation in the previous one, which has about 500 million. Then we have the Flying Capital, which is about 2.2 billion. Then we have, which is about 1.7 billion. Then we have what we call the planned maintenance, which then deals with power buildings and climate systems. That is 2.2 billion. And in 2014-15, we managed to spend a budget. 98% of the budget was spent. Unless there's a specific billing, or then we can respond to it.
In the presentation that you did, you're correct. At the end of that presentation, you will see that we have listed the major projects of either upgrading or maintenance. Nuclear ones, operating, basement or maintenance. Again, it's not all of the portfolio because it's a long list. We chose only the most important and big ones. We have to send them, I think that is the slide from slide 26, 28 on one. From slide 28 on one. As well as capital expenditure and of the major ones and the others. But as you see, if you have specific ones you want to know, you need to on the smaller ones, you can then give the rest with regard to that. Thank you. Now, with regard to management, I think what we have done in the last two to three years back, we have strengthened our mainnet engagement significantly. We have chosen issues that are pertinent, very important, that are transversal in the center to deal with. For example, the issue of clean audits is a sectoral issue. We have a forum of CFOs. We then invite the relevant people who chaired by the National CFM for all the nine, with all the nine provinces. Then they also report to the Technical Minister, which is a committee that the
remember, we also come from a very difficult situation ourselves, where we were among the worst countries, and we're improving, but in improving, we also provided the leadership to structure a way of getting for the provinces to also all get out of the situation that they are. One of the criteria, for example, across the provinces that was part of the communication is on assets. We run the assets across the 9 provinces and national. And then we also identify the other areas and we deal with them as part of the whole national clean audit approach under the supervision of the mainland. Mr. Hilsias will then deal with the issue of the risk management.
I think the risk management question was directed towards fraud and corruption, if I'm correct. I think what we are doing is the question. In the department, we have a holistic in the fraud and corruption strategy. We don't only focus on investigation. We also focus on prevention and awareness in the department, and we also focus on resolution, which requires that we work very closely with the law enforcement agencies to ensure that criminal prosecution things go wrong. We also work closely with the SIU. But the main thrust of our approach is to ensure that we work on our internal controls and prevention. Because I think we've realized that it's pointless investigating the same acts of fraud and corruption over and over again and leaving the door open for continued perpetration. So currently we're investigating very intensively. We've investigated 290 cases over the last 5 years with almost 140 reaction. And currently we're now supplementing them with a very strong approach to prevention. We conducted a detailed fraud risk assessment towards the end of last year and the beginning of this year. We also carried out a fraud survey in the department to determine the attitudes of our members towards fraud and corruption. And using that information, all of our branches are developing detailed mitigation plans. The DC has put it in the performance agreement of all branches. And each branch is required to develop mitigation plans for the fraud risk identified. You would find in the SCM there are specific tendencies on the part of perpetrators. When you look at planned maintenance or unplanned maintenance, there are specific tendencies. So we're responding in a specific way towards prevention currently, but we have our holistic approach. Thank you.
I think there was a question that relates to the New Care Act, the Public Works Act. Yes, I think we identified as part of the turnaround strategy that part of the problem has been that in the public works sector, the concurrent function was not managed as close, as tight, as appropriate as it should. And everyone of the province were doing their own thing, developed their own policy. Even the priorities were not thoroughly aligned across the sector. And part of those things was that there wasn't an enabling legislation that identified how the concurrent law was managed. The other sectors, such as housing, they have to find that. So they are ministers, they are in the government organization, roles of the minister, roles of the in the association, role of national government, role of provincial government in fulfilling the functions of the particular sector identified in terms of that. national policy so that there are always continuous management of norms and standards. That's the first one. The second one is, what does the minister do when a province is aiming in the center? We don't have much. We have to rely on various pieces of legislation, the constitution, the intergovernmental convention, which is a very concern. We can, we will be able to define that. What is the responsibility of the minister when such things happen? What are the checks and balances, the characteristics that the minister may apply? In dealing with the new act, we also want to look at the other responsibilities of public work that relate, for example, to transformation of central propaganda. We want to deal with those issues in that particular, and so that we don't deal with them all over the place as we are doing. And this area is in the construction of the property management environment. And then we'll also look at any other issues of governance that will come out of the review that we are doing of the white papers, because it starts with reviewing the current policy framework, the white papers, where we are, what gets us in terms of what we are intending, and then the legislation that we put, some of which may be repealed completely or partially, and then we'll also deal with it. There is a question that I thought confused with the first question, which I thought was asked in the conversation. It says something to do with development.
Question is that the Department of Economic Development indicated that they are looking at the steel industry and issues of beneficiation of the manufacturer, but also looking at how can we deal with it if we are looking at industrialization.
In terms of the extended upwards.
Chair, the broader scope of the question obviously falls outside of the immediate ambit of the EPWP, as I said, falls in the more to the macroeconomic aspects. But what we are targeting obviously in secondary industries beneficiation will be exit opportunities for participants in the expanded public works program, be it through cooperatives as well as other enterprise development that forms part of what we mentioned earlier, what we call from the work opportunity was exploring different pathways, whether you want to call it exiting, or whether you want to call it anything else, but so that is the linkage between the beneficiation programs of government and the public employment programs of government. So yes, this is the relationship, but it's the core focus of this lies in the broader macroeconomic development of the country.
Yeah. I didn't want to lead you, but say that what is also happening, I don't know whether that's what the other one. If our government properties are just spending vagrants go and they steal the steel. And we have had it in the Orlando Power Station in Johannesburg, where people even die. Because they take trucks, they tie it into these structures, they pull the steel out and the whole building collapses on top of them. And
vulnerable throughout the city. But I think the department will know there's a property magnate by the name of Denson, who does not maintain his properties in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. And we must just distinguish between, and I've written down that we must ask how many vacant properties are there belonging to the department or are in the custody of the department, so that we can follow up on the maintenance of those, and then I can also find out what properties Denson own, because I know that we have safety a lot about that.
The Northern Bay Mandela Bay municipality clarified that for us, so you're quite right. Can I look at where we are in terms of drawing very close? Honorable Kaula is from KZN, so we must give him a chance to speak.
No, sir, that's not thank you, but the passes are going to be leaving us if I start up questions. So, most of the issues I wanted to clarify have been covered.
Thank you very much. Honorable Lott from Preston.
Chief, 75% of the budget. We didn't get our presentation on. So that's my concern. You made the call on that, but the majority of it was the other 25% discovered, but we need to still engage with other administrations.
Okay.
I'll
hear you.
The question about
The point we're making is that IEC have a 450 million budget, 50 million is received from the state, and the remaining is primarily from management fees, as DJ explained. Over time, we want to wean them off, depending on the state subsidies. And through their management fee, they should become completely self-sustainable and self-funded. That was the intention of the purpose.
Okay. I heard that just right, and I thought you must say that way. Can I just from my side raise two things? The one that I'm sure we will all agree to is on your slide 15 as an example, and any of the other slides, like the question that is raised about the act. Can we ask the DG to help us with the development of a time frame? Because it helps us do our work if we know what the time frames are for these different aspects, and maybe come back to us within 30 months on that. I noticed it on slide 15 and on slide 17. Let me leave it at that. The second thing that I want to do, which is generic, which is chairperson, members, we as a select committee have now received or considered the budget vote annual performance plan and strategic plan 2015-2020 on the Department of Public Works, and on that basis we will report to the committee that we have concluded our deliberations with the gentlemanly honorable Honorable Van Lennon. We want to make it a gentlemanly agreement that we understand that we must engage much more rigorously with the element that relates to the extended public works program, and then very importantly also that we would look at the other entities within the unit and also make some time so that we are able to engage the officials responsible within those units. Are we okay with that? Thank you very much, colleagues. Can I then request that we leave questions of the minutes and other matters that we normally deal with for Tuesday?